It's 98.5 K Fox, Chris Jackson. Look who's here. Oh, we miss you, Greg Kinn. We miss you on K Fox. We miss you.
You know, first of all, Chris, I really miss you, and I miss the listeners, and I miss the station. And the only thing I don't miss is getting up at 4 a.m.
Well, what time do you get up?
Well, nowadays I get up around noon.
Hey!
Yeah, I told my wife it was. Yeah, it's got. I got to do this for another year or two just to catch up with all the sleep that I missed the last 18 years.
What do I say when people say, "Hey, Chris, we miss Greg. What's he doing now?"
Well, I tell you, I got a bunch of stuff going on. First of all, we're gigging. It's the summertime. And I got a bunch of gigs with Rick Springfield, my old buddy Rick Springfield, going back to the early days. Remember Jesse's Girl?
Of course.
Yeah, we opened for him back in the day, back to like 81, 82. Saturday, we got the Wente Vineyard. Now, Wente is a beautiful, it's like kind of like a dinner theater.
Yeah.
They got tables and stuff. It's really nice. And that's with Tommy Two Tone. So it's going to be Tommy Two Tone first, the Greg Kinn Band second, and then Rick Springfield third. And that's Saturday night. So fun to have local gigs again, man. And I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot of fans. They show up at these gigs, you know, Chris, and you look out there and you see a lot of familiar faces.
That's right. And my guest is Greg Kinn. Don't miss him Saturday night, July 13th, Wente Vineyards with Tommy Two Tone and Rick Springfield. Get there early Saturday. Don't miss this because Greg doesn't play every single day. I mean, he plays more than he did when he did a morning show on K-Fox.
Well, I tell you, next weekend we're heading out to Minot, North Dakota. And then we're going to Edmonton. So I'm leaving town. I'm going to be going all summer playing these gigs around the country. And if anybody says, hey, what's Greg Kinn doing? He says, look in the paper. He's probably playing someplace near you.
Greg Kinn's my guest. His latest album, Rekindled. I've seen you play Pink Flamingos off the album live. I love it. That's a great song. What else from the album would you recommend people check out?
I would say Cassandra. Come Back Cassandra, which is a hardcore, almost like a punk song. When we recorded it, we were in the studio. I said, geez, man, it sounds like the Sex Pistols. It doesn't sound like the Greg Kinn Band. We wrote that in one day, Chris. Went in there in the morning. We were rehearsing, and Rye came up with a guitar riff, and I came up with the words, and boom, we did it in one day.
Yeah, that's the album Rekindled. So I want everybody to get that album, go to iTunes or whatever, get Rekindled, Greg's latest album, because it's great, man. It rocks, and came out of you. It just, I know you're still writing fiction, but you're writing music. It just it never shuts off. You just constantly you have ideas all the time.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, when I run out of ideas, that'll be when I hang it up. But you know what? Instead of running out of ideas, I'm getting more ideas than ever. And I think a lot of it's stimulating when you're out there and you're playing with the band around the country. You know, you're doing sound checks and you're trying out different ideas. You know what I mean? So I'm constantly writing. I'm constantly coming up with new ideas.
Greg Kinn's my guest. Let me get your thoughts on how the Warriors and Sharks seasons ended.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, that was very disappointing. First of all, the Sharks, it's so frustrating because, you know, when they get so close. And then, you know, I didn't think St. Louis, I thought that the Sharks were the superior team. I thought that they were going to take care of St. Louis maybe in seven, but I was kind of shocked when it ended like it did. And the Warriors, geez, you know, you got to hand it to the Toronto Raptors. I mean, they just went played out their hearts out. And a lot of the Warriors, you know, a lot of those middle games, they were kind of sleepwalking a little bit. Now it's going to be a completely new team. You've seen like all the, all the changes that'll be. You know, Iguodala's gone, and Jamarcus Russell. Everybody's gone.
Yeah, I called him that too. We Raider fans called DeMarcus Cousins DeMarcus Russell.
Because oh, geez.
I did that too. I've been Googling DeMarcus Russell, and it comes up the quarterback for the Raiders. that was terrible.
Let me ask you a question. As a hardcore Raiders fan,
yeah.
What are you going to do when they go to Las Vegas? Are you going to remain loyal? Are you going to go?
I'm assuming I will, because when I went to L.A., I didn't miss a beat. I just stayed with them. So I'm assuming I will. I mean, I assume it's the same thing. Where, you know, the kind of fan I am with the Raiders is I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. It's different than with the other teams. Which team is that way for you? Greg Kinn is my guest, by the way. Which team is that way for you? Where it doesn't matter, man. You get in a bad mood when they lose. Which team is that? Is it Giants that for you? Or?
Yeah, the Giants are that for me, and it's hard because you're having a rotten season. They're in the basement. Of course, they've been playing great baseball lately, but I don't know if that's going to save them in the second half. But you know, it's painful. And now they're talking about trading Bumgarner. I mean, he's my reason for living, man. Whenever he pitches, we got a chance of winning. And, you know, I wish, I don't know, maybe if they could quit talking about trading and maybe get some more draft picks and rebuild the team and not try to do it like overnight. Just, you know, put it together for next year.
Greg Kinn's my guest. I can't wait to see you at the gig, Wente Vineyards.
Woo!
Tommy Two Tone, Greg Kinn, Rick Springfield. It's July 13th, Saturday night at Wente Vineyards in Livermore. It's Chris Jackson. Of course, Greg Kinn and I were on the morning show here for over 15 years on KFOX, and it's great to catch up with you. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks so much. It's so great to talk to you, Chris. I really miss the station, and I mostly miss the listeners. You got the best listeners in the world.
Yes, we do. Thanks for saying that. Okay, Greg, see you at the show.
All righty. Bye-bye.